Sergeant Carl Casperson of the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office. We do this the first Wednesday of every month. You can ask questions that you want to know the answer to. And probably the biggest question we ever get asked every year is this time of year. Are you ready, Carl?
I'm ready.
I want a no-nonsense, to-the-point, black-and-white answer for you, from you for a change.
That's a lot of pressure.
None of this, I'll have to look into it and read the handbook crap.
Yeah.
Let me consult with my legal counsel. And
Fourth of July fireworks. People have their fireworks that they bought at their stands and all that, or maybe they bought from who knows where.
Yep.
What fireworks are illegal in most of our counties? You, of course, speak for Bonneville County. And what will happen to me if I light off illegal fireworks?
Okay, so there's no clear answer, sorry, but...
Oh, dang it.
Billy Club.
The statute that we use for using or selling... Yeah, using fireworks during a time that's not permitted, which is, you know, outside of the June 28th, July 5th time frame, and then also at Christmas. That's an infraction. It's a $156 fine.
So that one's pretty easy.
Yeah. So the big things that we worry about, there's several things. One is if a person does anything to alter fireworks, so if you like pour them all out, like powder, and then, you know, make a big bomb out of them.
Tie them all together, that kind of a thing?
Yeah. Just something other than the way they're packaged. So that's one of the violations. It's a violation to throw anything to, at, or from a moving vehicle towards a person. So you're not supposed to shoot bottle rockets from cars or towards people. And then the big thing that, you know, we're probably going to be looking at this year, depending on what weather does, is using them in an area where the potential for fire is, you know, is great. Then we want to make sure that people aren't doing that. The other thing would be just kind of the disturbing the peace.
Yeah, what time do they have to stop lighting those off, Carl?
Well, 4th of July, I mean, I think those usually go all night long, but if you've got a neighbor that's complaining about it, then you would probably have to go and at least talk to the people that are doing the fireworks.
And if they're keeping doing the fireworks where they're not supposed to, do I take video of it? Because by the time the cops get there, they're done.
Well, now they're done.
Yeah, and you could do that just to show a time on it and what kind of things they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be pretty tolerant, and I think people should be pretty tolerant during this time because we're celebrating America's birthday, and it's a major event. And
all right,
people, you know, put your pets indoors and keep them where they're not going to be bothered by them.
What about I'm in a neighborhood, and all the lawns are nice and green, and there's lots of moisture, not a real risk of fire. Mm-hmm. It's a nice, calm night, not a bunch of wind, and someone's shooting off some beautiful fireworks up in the sky.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Shouldn't be a problem with that unless, you know, somebody complains and say, hey, these hot firework bottle rockets or something just landed in my backyard.
You heard it here first. If Carl is unemployed in a few weeks,
light him up.
Everybody will know why. Carl, thank you so much, and have a very happy 4th of July.
Hey, you too. Everybody just be safe.
Absolutely.
You've got Brad and Tara on Z103.